Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dotton Chandler, third-year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Legislation controlling pig keeping in St. Michael makes it unlawful for any person to keep any pig, hog, or other description of swine in the city of Bridgetown or any other of the towns of this island. A quote taken from the Barbados Advocate's article published on this day, September 29, 1950, outlining the legislation for pig keeping on the island. The article described the Barbadian tradition of keeping pigs as a means of attaining small financial gains and explained that those benefits would no longer be accessible to the residents within city limits of St. Michael, as they would now be judicially restricted from doing so. For many persons, the slaughter of a pig for sale, or the sale of a pig to a butcher, especially during the Christmas season, brought in additional income. Those areas on the outskirts of the city also fell under this prohibition, with the exception of specifically outlined special areas. Residents in the special areas of St. Michael would need to apply for a license to continue the tradition of pig keeping. The boundaries for the special areas began at the boundary line dividing St. Michael and Christchurch, extended from the beach northeast of the garrison and encompassed Dalkeith, Beckles, Culloden, Pine, and Welchers Road, Glendary Road, Bridge Road, Bank Hall, and Eagle Hall. White Park Road, Passage Road, and Baxter's Road were also within these special areas. The roadway along Westbury, proceeding to Fontebelle and Pelican Island and the nearby beach, were also bound to this restriction. The license, issued by the Commissioner of Health, was available free of cost, and the annual report of the sanitation authorities stated there were a total of 1,647 in St. Michael licensed to operate. The license allowed residents to keep on the right side of the law, as the legislation controlling pig keeping made it unlawful for any person to keep any pig, hog, or any other swine in the city of Bridgetown and any other of the towns of the island. On this day, September 29, 1950, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of the legal restrictions around the keeping of pigs in the city and the special areas of St. Michael within which residents would be permitted to do so after obtaining a license from the sanitation authorities.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.